This is the moment. A new start. Now the UK has left the EU.
Time for us to get going.
To seize new opportunities as we transition to our new relationship.
Get moving.
It's in our hands now.
So we've got to get started.
Truck drivers.
Tech entrepreneurs.
Engineers.
Fishermen.
Farmers.
Lawyers.
Makers.
Holiday makers.
Creators.
Big business. Small business. Travelling for business.
We all need to plan ahead.
Check the guidance. Make the changes. And let's get going.
Sign up now at gov.uk/transition and check, change, go for the UK's new start.
Do you do mayonnaise?
Oh, yeah.
I used to be so against mayonnaise on anything.
Uh-huh.
Until I met my wife, where she was the exact opposite.
Yeah. And I'm all about some mayonnaise and ranch.
Yeah, and this is an example of me changing my whole mindset on something. Like, I grew up for the first 21 years of my life despising mayonnaise.
Was that because you tasted it and didn't like it, or you just thought, just the mere thought of it was like, no?
I think it was a little bit of both. Okay. I think it was the mere thought of it. I was like, nope, white, gross, goopy stuff, not putting it on anywhere on my sandwich or anything.
Interesting.
And then that the classic movie Pulp Fiction, where they're talking about mayonnaise and dipping in French fries and stuff. I was okay. I about wanted to retch every single time that scene happened.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so then I met my wife and she's like, give me mayonnaise. I mean, the only reason I eat tuna is an excuse to get mayonnaise in my body. Like, she awesome. Was exactly the opposite.
Were you disgusted by her at first?
Like, I was.
I don't know, woman, you are disgusting.
I was like, I don't understand this obsession with mayonnaise.
Uh-huh.
And so then I started slowly dipping my toe into the mayonnaise water. And then I decided, you know what? Maybe I've been wrong all these years.
You're brand specific, though. Aren't you? You completely, totally loyal to Duke's?
I am. Okay. Now, and it wasn't until I moved to Louisville that I was like, oh, my world opened up to Duke's. Because I used to be just like a Hellman's or a, what was the other one? Like,
Miracle Whip?
Miracle Whip or whatever. I would just.
Miracle Whip.
Or, yeah, I was just like one of those. Mayonnaise connoisseurs.
I'm a Miracle Whip kind of girl, and my husband thinks it's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, you either are or you aren't.
Yeah.
Like, Miracle Whip is a very distinct flavor.
It is. It's a little tangier.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's got a little tang.
Sure, sure. I think I got to be in the mood for that. You can't go in and say, hey, that's mayonnaise, and then actually slip a little Miracle Whip in there instead, because that's going to throw me off, and I'm not going to like it.
Okay.
But yes, Duke's mayonnaise, I'm very brand specific when it comes to that.
Okay, but if regular mayonnaise is a little too bland for you, then you try going down the Miracle Whip lane.
Yeah.
A little tang.
Yeah, and then, you know, mayonnaise is so versatile. You can, like, mix in stuff.
Yes. Yes, you make salads out of it. Chicken salad, potato salad.
Sure.
All the salads. Egg salad. Delish. Right. Tuna salad.
So today, National Friday.
Mayonnaise Corner.
And mayonnaise corner, which again, it just goes to show you that sometimes your eyes are opened and you're like, oh, wow, maybe I do actually like that.
You can teach a dog, an old dog, a new trick.
Yes. Like me not on the mayonnaise train now. Toot, toot. Get me on.
I am still working on my husband.
All right.
I'm not sure. I'm trying to get him on board with guacamole, which I didn't jump on board that train until very late in life.
I was
going
to say that is an example of for you.
I looked at it and thought, no, that looks like diarrhea. And that was really the only reason why I never wanted to go anywhere near it.
So delicious.
I would be repulsed by people just putting it on their chips, shoveling it in. I'm like, that looks like something I found in my baby's diaper.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but not doing it.
Yeah. Especially if you get a little on your finger.
Uh-huh. And then sorry if I just ruined guacamole for anybody with that image.
By the way, you can always catch up on the show. We post podcasts, we post segments there, WDGX.com, click listen. We realize, you can't necessarily spend the entire 5 hours with us every morning.
Yeah, if you can't catch the show live, you can listen whenever it's convenient.
Yeah, so Holly rolls in about an earlier conversation we had involving mayonnaise. And I said, and I went on record as saying, I thought the stuff was awful until I met my wife, had a change of heart. Now it's Duke's mayonnaise all day long. For me.
Okay.
Yeah, all day long.
All right.
I
admit it. I'm a Miracle Whip kind of girl.
Yes. Holly, all caps. Miracle Whip is not mayonnaise.
Listen, Holly.
Not allowed in my home.
Holly, it's mayonnaise with sass. That's what that is. Got a little tang.
Got a little pizzazz.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Jody texts in, I turned on the DJX app, and the first things I heard were something about diarrhea and sorry if I ruined guacamole for you. What the hell? Mondays are weird. So that was in the same category because Kelly said that she was not a fan of guacamole for a long, long time.
I was like deep into my adult life before I decided I was going to risk it and try guacamole.
She risked it all.
I risked it all.
And then realized.
And now I love it.
I think guacamole is good.
And avocados.
Right.
Never tried avocado either because, again, hashtag diarrhea.
Yeah. So she thought, Kelly thought that guacamole resembled.
Yes. It looked awful to me. Yes. So for me, it was just a visual. I couldn't even think about attempting that. And then you know what it was? We were in Chicago with a friend of ours who owned a restaurant. He ordered it. And going to be rude.
Was that it?
That is it. That was the very first time.
So I didn't want to insult him
at his own restaurant by not trying his guacamole.
Oh, my gosh.
I got really, like, forced into it, kind
of.
Wow. A little bit. And then I was like, it is delicious. And it opened up a whole new world. That was it. That was the moment.
You know, it probably helped that you had a few drinks in you, too, at that point,
100%.
You're like, this is so
good. I was
good.
Having it. So made good. It even more delicious.
I'm happy that I was with you the first time. That's right. Look at that.
I love your diarrhea dip. That is delicious.
This diarrhea dip is great.